What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Check Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Bruce de Blanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or Warmonkey 75. Don't make that face at me.
Why? Today we got a fun episode ahead of us. We got Would You Rather, we got trivia, and then we got a top 10 coming for you.
Well, it's like a top 16, but
yeah. But, yeah, we want to start with Would You Rather.
Yeah, we can start with Would You Rather. I heard the trivia is hard today.
Yeah, he's getting a little upsetty about it, so.
Would you rather travel to the past or the future?
Probably future.
Why?
Pretty easily.
More.
I don't know, just because I want to see what I'm doing in the future. I want to see where, like, what my friends are doing in the future. See if the Packers won a Super Bowl or not. So I can brace myself if they didn't. Bucks too. I mean, like, sure, it'd be cool to go in the past, see, like, certain things from the past, but I don't know. Future sounds more fun to me.
I'd go to the past.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really want anything to get spoiled. If I, like, know what I'm gonna cry. I yawn with... Yawn hit me hard. Oh my
You're
god.
You're just thinking about the past and you want to go back so bad. You want to go back to when Mario Kart Wii was released.
Yeah. No, I mean, assuming that going to either of them, like, doesn't screw up the timeline. Yeah. You're, like, hidden. You're basically like a ghost just looking through.
You're like Cap in the MCU.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's like, if I already know I'm going to make it somewhere, then it's like... That might screw up the timeline. It's like, yeah, you know.
Maybe.
I'm just not going to work towards it now because I know I'm going to get it. But then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, if I do go to the past, I'd go back to 2018.
Would you rather have an automated home or an automated car?
Like a moving home?
Like.
Or what?
Like, turn the lights on and the lights turn on. Or a car that, like, drives you places.
Probably car.
Yeah.
Driving's kind of annoying sometimes. I don't know. I feel like both answers are, like, have solid answers. Like, I can think of multiple good things about, like, an automated home.
Yeah.
Have, like, a Jarvis in my house real quick. But I don't know. Like, if the automated car is, like... safe
and, yeah,
like, it can just take me places without me really, like, stressing, like, I'm down for that any day of the week. So
yeah, I feel like if you did either, I feel like everyone has an automated home or everybody has an automated car without, like, the potential of getting hacked or anything.
Automated car would go hard then, so yeah, no crashes or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'd be like Wall-E. But we're all cars, and we could get places efficiently.
Yeah.
I mean, if I only had one, it would probably be automated home. Just because, I don't know. It'd be like, turn the lights off. Turn them off.
Yeah.
Open the door.
Open the door.
Opens
no,
the door.
I don't know. I like, it'd be cool, but I feel like not even just for myself, but automated cars would just be better. Overall, for everyone.
So. Yeah, yeah. If it was for everyone, I'd choose car. But people are stupid.
Yeah.
So, would you rather have a Tesla or the equivalent of the cost in Legos?
That's a toughie. 'Cause I mean, Wendy's a machine, so I'll take Legos. Like, if you don't know me, me and Forrest have been joking about getting a Tesla for so long. Like... especially, like, the ones that are, like... because there's some that aren't even that expensive. Like, they're expensive, but, like, not, like, mind-boggling like most people think it is.
Yeah.
But I'd definitely take the Legos. Just, like, having, like, that amount of money and free Legos would be, like, pretty solid. Wouldn't have to worry about buying Legos for a while.
Yeah. This one's hard, to be honest. Because, like, assuming, like, 50K... one, you get a Tesla, and then that's going to last for a while, but you also have to plug it in and, like, do all the Tesla maintenance.
Yeah.
But 50K in Legos. Like, oh my God.
Just like averaging, say like you go for like retired sets or like the big boys,
Yeah.
like so like $400 to $600, even more sometimes. I did a thing, I did 50,000 divided by like $600, and it said you'd get like 83 Lego sets. So yeah,
I don't know. I'd probably go with Legos. I like my car, so.
yeah, like if I had like a worse car, it'd be like probably Tesla, but like
Yeah.
$50,000 worth of Legos, yeah, I'll take that any day.
Feel like this may be an easy one for you, but would you rather be able to talk to animals or speak 10 different languages?
I don't know. It's kind of like, it depends if I like end up traveling. Because if I travel, I'd want to know languages.
Yeah.
But like, I want to talk to Maple.
Yeah,
That'd be
because
so funny.
it's like languages, you make bank, especially if you can
Oh,
speak
yeah.
like the top 10 like languages, like Chinese, Spanish,
Yeah, like,
English, French.
if I go into journalism, like, I want to.
Yeah.
Or like, if I become like an on-air like sports analyst, you know how
Yeah.
easy it'd be to like make bank just like knowing every language? So
Yeah.
like one channel can hire me just for everything instead of hiring like four different people for like
Yeah.
all the coverage. So I don't
That.
know, but like right now I'd want to talk to Maple just because
Yeah.
I just know Maple's a whiny ass
Yeah,
bitch.
and then like if you do like acting and everything, they hire one person to do the voice for all the different languages they
Voice
want to do. I
acting,
mean, hey,
yeah.
it's a lot of work for you, but I'm assume you'd get a
You get a
huge
lot of money,
contract.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's tough, but I'd probably speak to animals.
Bringing up how much money you'd make, nah.
Yeah, I'm
I'm
gonna
talking to
say
Gunner and Maple and Charlie and our
say hi to this bird really
yeah.
quick. Would you rather quit all mobile games or all console games?
Mobile.
Yeah.
It like I was like thinking about because I don't own like a PlayStation or Xbox right now, but like then you think about Wii and Wii
Yeah.
U and Switch and it's like
Yeah.
nah, I couldn't do Mario Kart like that for goddamn My Singing Monsters on my phone. Like sure you can play Mario Kart Tour, but it's not the same.
No.
So yeah.
But then there's also like PC games too that you could just play.
Well, I don't know. I'm definitely more of a console player. Like, I've tried playing Fortnite on my computer, and it's just not as fun as playing the PlayStation for me.
Yeah, I'd
Oh,
quit mobile in a heartbeat.
yeah.
Even though I play Clash of Clans and Marvel Snap a lot, it's like I could give it up.
I was gonna say, I could probably delete all my games right now if you, like, gave me money to do it.
Yeah. This one's kind of funny now that I'm looking at it. Would you quit every single social media except for YouTube, or like assuming we'd still be able to upload and everything, but would you quit like Instagram videos slash TikTok slash Facebook or YouTube?
Wait, so what's the question?
So like you wouldn't be able to like post or scroll through Instagram or TikTok or like Twitter or Facebook and just have YouTube?
Or the opposite? Okay,
Yeah.
I was like, am I missing something here? Know, it's pretty tough. It's not like I really post on Instagram. Like, I
Yeah.
could probably delete Instagram any day. It's just like, I go out, like, watch funny kids getting hurt videos and like whatever. Like, I don't know. Snapchat would probably be the hardest just because, like,
Yeah.
it's like the main form of communication nowadays.
Yeah.
TikTok, like, I watch TikTok a lot, but I don't know. Because YouTube, I like watch YouTube like constantly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if I got rid of YouTube, I'd just watch Netflix and other stuff,
Yeah.
but like, I don't know, YouTube's just been like And the pod. I
Yeah.
like doing the podcast. So, yeah. What do you do? I never
His
started the timer, but it's
Oh
fine.
yeah, I mean, a lot of the theater groups use Facebook for communication or email, so it's like, ooh, yeah, I don't have Facebook. Why? Because I have
Yeah.
YouTube. Like, I'd probably have to take Facebook and Instagram just for Facebook because the communication, and I'd just listen to Spotify and cry.
Just hope all your YouTube people start making podcasts on
Yeah.
Spotify
Would you rather meet any celebrity or meet any dead person? It's, the dead person could be anybody.
instead. I don't know. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, because it's like, could go meet Kobe.
Yeah.
Could meet Shaq. Well, it's not dead,
Yeah, I
but
was gonna
like
say.
a celebrity.
Don't know, it's weird. If I were to meet someone dead, it'd probably be Kobe. But if I were to meet like someone right now, it'd probably be like a bigger content creator. It also depends how long the conversation is, too.
Yeah, you can assume it's like a day with
Okay, a
that
day.
person.
Probably a celebrity then. Because, like, it's like fucking Onward. It'd be like hanging out with
Yeah.
Kobe, and then you just disappear randomly and be like, oh, cool.
Yeah,
Like, I'm sure it'd be great to hear about everything with him and,
yeah.
like, I don't know, like taking it to a different level, like how it felt when he was like dying or whatever,
Yeah.
like, but I don't know. I feel like for me personally, like meeting like I don't know, like Red and Link would be sick and just hanging with them for a day,
Yeah.
like that'd be so cool. I don't know.
Because it's hard, because I'd want to meet Stephen Sondheim, who wrote probably, arguably, like the most popular musicals. So it's like, he died like 2 years ago, but it's like I want to go like talk to him and see how he kept firing out banger musicals.
Yeah.
So it's like, probably Sondheim.
Makes sense.
All right, would you? This, we may. I don't know. This one's weird. Would you rather be a wizard or a superhero?
Probably wizard.
Yeah.
Superheroes, like, that'd be sick, but like you'd have so much responsibility. You'd
Yeah.
be getting your ass kicked like constantly. I don't
Yeah.
know. It depends on my powers too. Like wizard, you could like make a spell for like whatever you want, cast like make wishes for people. I don't know. And like compared to like superheroes, obviously some villains don't go out of their way to like kill a superhero, but like
Yeah.
I feel like you'd get less hunted down as a wizard, if you
Yeah.
especially if you keep your like circle pretty like tight, you're
Yeah.
not like going on Instagram going like, well, I can grant you a wish,
Yeah. No.
but
I'd be a wizard.
yeah, I was like initially I was like superhero,
No, I already cast spells.
yeah, exactly, and if I really wanted a superhero power, I could just enchant myself with a power.
Yeah. Would you rather be the smartest in our graduating class or the best at one sport?
Easily best at one sport.
Esports, baby.
Yeah,
No.
esports. I mean, sure, if you're the smartest in your class, you get set up with an opportunity. Like, not gonna say names, but like
Yeah.
people in our grade like went to like Harvard and
Yeah.
Florida State, big.
Juilliard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like And I'm not saying you're like guaranteed to be like great in college as a sports player either, but
Yeah.
like I feel like you have a really good opportunity to make some bank playing NBA or football. Like football would be way harder. I feel like it's easier to come by a good football player than a good basketball player, but yeah.
I probably do sport
Yeah.
and marching band. No.
Esports Rocket League.
Yeah,
I just really wanted to be good at Rocket League for so long now.
been waiting my whole high school life for this moment, though.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then my last one. Would you rather live 150 years but it be boring, or 50 years and it be exciting?
50.
Yeah.
Easily.
I feel like no matter what, if you live to 150, it's just boring.
Yeah, I mean, at one point you're gonna be like fucking crippled.
Yeah, from like 100 to 50, it's just like I'm just
Miserable.
kind of
Yeah, and I mean, sure. You probably get like. It's like that one old woman that like repped Loyola in March Madness. I don't know if you know her at all. She's
No.
like 103, but she's like the pastor for like the school for Loyola Chicago. And
Okay.
she went to like all the. When they made the Final Four as like an 11 seed a couple years ago, she was like at every game, and she like became this like huge like celebrity in the sports world because she's extremely old and going out to all these games, and like sure that something like that would happen, but like yeah, like you said, like 100 through 50, you're probably in a nursing home just being like an absolute like pain in the ass for like 50
Yeah.
years straight. So, yeah.
I know some people at Loyola.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Loyola freshman year.
Oh.
And then I didn't.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that was a would you rather?
That's not a shot at anyone that goes to Loyola. I'm just
No.
wanted to stay local.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, that was good. Good stuff. Next up. Trivia.
Oh God.
So today, 16 questions today. There's a total of 32 points you can get.
Oh God.
I have three tiers of prizes today that you can win all of them, or you could
Oh,
win just like
okay.
one. If you get 8 out of 32, you'll get one. If you get 16 out of 32, you'll get two. If you get 24 out of 32, I'll give you all three.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I think you have a good chance at 16 out of 32 for two of them, so you get two prizes. I don't know. I think this is. We'll see. Maybe I'm just hyping it up a little too much. Depends. So you got Smash Bros. Brawl trivia today.
Oh boy.
I went to dig in last night. Found some of these are like trivia, some of them are fun facts that you have to figure out, some of them are just
Okay.
based off the game. So this will be interesting. I think it'll be fun though. So, and I was gonna wake up, or well, I did wake up, but I was gonna like order them in a better order this morning, but I didn't.
Okay.
So just gonna have to roll with the punches. So,
Right. Here we go.
start you off with the easy one real quick. What was the story mode called in Smash Bros. Brawl?
Subspace Emissary.
Yep. Actually, I'm gonna write down how many points you get from each question. How many individual characters are in this game?
I know when it's like, is this including like random?
No.
Okay.
But this is including Squirtle, Ivysaur, and Charizard as
Oh, okay.
different people, and Sheik and Zelda as different people.
Okay. I know when the full thing is filled out, it's like five by like 10 or something like that. Like, I know it's like a complete like brick, like a big rectangle. So,
It's not 5 by 10, I'll give you that.
okay.
It's 4 rows, but
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you how many are in there, 'cause then you can just do the math,
Yeah,
obviously.
easily. I'm pretty sure the top row is like Mario, Luigi, Peach, Donkey Kong, Kirby, Yoshi, Falcon, and Link. So I could just do like 4 times 7. But then you add Sheik, and then 1, 2. So, is it a multiple choice, or do I just have to?
I guess I could give you multiple choice.
Okay. My
Like,
guess.
just do your normal guess and I'll give you
My
multiple
normal
choice.
guess is 31.
Okay, I'll give you multiple choice. Let
Okay.
me just come up with some other numbers real quick, because I initially didn't
Oh,
obviously
okay.
do that. So, we got 35,
Okay.
36, 39, 41.
Oh man, okay. So I originally counted 7 in the top row. Well, let's
It's
say
not seven.
I
I'll give you
know. I
that.
know. Let's say it's now 8. So that would add 8 times 4.
I give you like 30 seconds on the
Okay.
timer.
Times 4, which is 32. It's 3 is 35. I'm gonna say 35.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It is not 35. It
Oh.
is 39.
Oh.
It's 9 by 4.
Which is
And the
36.
last row is wonked out because I think there's less and there's a random spot.
Huh.
So, because
Weird.
it's like 9, 18, 27. And then. Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. I made sure I counted on like the actual title
Yeah.
screen and not someone like just giving me a number. So, all right. So when you fight, there's alt colors you can use for the characters. You can make Link Dark Link and
Yeah.
stuff like that. How many colors can you pick from for each character?
I believe it's 6.
It is 6. How many Mario characters are in Smash Bros. Brawl? Like, just fighters, not like trophies and.
Okay. We got Mario, Luigi, Peach. Are we counting Daisy? She's a peach skin.
No.
Okay. Mario, Luigi, Peach, Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, Bowser, BD. No. Trying to think if there's anyone else. Yoshi. I mean, 7 out of 39 is. Jesus! I feel like could be missing someone really obvious. But yeah, I'm gonna go with 7.
It's 8.
Oh!
Missed Wario.
Oh, yeah. It's 'cause. It's 'cause I hate fighting against Wario.
Super Wario, baby.
I hate Super Wario.
Right, this is you can earn 4 points on this. What are the four collectibles in this game?
Like stickers,
That's one.
trophies,
Two.
CDs.
Three.
Oh, God, just items.
Can't think too hard on this one.
Okay. What do you just grab? Food?
That's not a
Oh, okay.
collectible.
It's just stuff you like. Characters? Stuff you just encounter during the match. It's like, yeah, just pictures. Is that different than stickers?
No.
Okay.
give you a big hint if you surrender the point. And you got 3 out of 4. So, unless you want to go for the fourth one, I'll give you one more shot at it if you don't want to hint. Something that you don't earn in a match. It's like something that you earn when you play like solo games.
Coins.
Yep. I'm not going to give that to you though, because I gave you the big hint. How many were new to Brawl characters that you can fight with?
I'm gonna need multiple choice. I have no clue.
Give me a guess first.
Seven.
No.
No,
I'm
I
gonna
don't
give you
know.
multiple choice.
I think in Melee, they were like, I don't know, there weren't that many characters in Melee. They were, I wanna say they were like 11. So, say 18 is like my actual.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. It was either 16 or 18 if you wanted to count Pokemon
Oh,
Trainer.
let's go.
So, yeah, I took a picture. There's a lot more characters added than I remembered, but I also didn't really play Melee that much, so.
I don't think I've ever played Melee, to be honest.
Yeah, Diddy Kong, Toon Link, Zero Suit, Meta Knight, King Dedede, Wolf, Pokemon Trainer, Lucario, Ike, Pit, Wario, Olimar, Robin, Snake were all new to this game.
Yeah, makes sense.
Who were the five characters that didn't make the cut from Melee?
I don't know who's in Melee. Yeah, I have no clue. I don't know who's in
Yeah.
Melee.
Just think of characters in Ultimate.
Oh, Mewtwo.
Yep, that's one.
I know Mewtwo. There were like mods to put Mewtwo in Brawl,
I
and it was
remember
just
that
like a
too.
Lucario reskin.
Yep.
Just, ugh. Lucina. Okay. I think of characters in Ultimate, not Waluigi. Started rising on that one.
Yeah. Got so angry, he started floating.
Dark Pit.
I'll give you two more guesses.
Not Daisy, not I think. Yeah, because the only people I can think of that were in Melee are like Mario, Yoshi, Captain Falcon, Fox, Falco, Samus, Pikachu.
There's a garbage truck coming by, so if you hear that, apologies.
I can only think of like seven Melee characters. Oh, and there, I think there's Link. Toon Link?
Toon Link's in this game.
Oh, I was thinking of characters that weren't in Melee.
Who didn't make the cut to Sprawl from Melee? There's five characters that didn't come over from Melee. That was the question.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I've never played Melee.
Pichu, Roy, Dr. Mario, and Young Link, and Mewtwo.
That's dumb. I didn't know Roy was in a previous game.
Who is the leader of the Subspace Army?
Isn't it Master Hand?
Who leads Master Hand?
Ganondorf?
No. So none of the characters. This is something I found out very recently. Not for this trivia, but.
Goofy hand, funny hand,
No.
crazy hand.
No.
I don't know. I can like picture it in my head because it's an ultimate. So it's like a floating orb. It's like
Yeah.
the something of light, but I don't know its name.
Taboo.
That's a funny name for a powerful thing.
Yeah. You're gonna get so mad at this. I
Probably.
didn't realize you didn't play Melee. Who was supposed to be in Melee but got added to this game instead?
Lucario.
No, I'll give you like two more guesses.
Mr. Game and Watch.
No.
Wario?
No, I'll give you one more shot.
Gonna be like Bowser.
Bowser was in Melee. What, no?
Darn
Do
shucks.
you just want the answer?
Yeah.
It's Snake.
All right.
What game's Snake from?
Metal Gear.
Correct. What ship did Taboo steal in Subspace Emissary? It's very easy to remember because of the front of it.
Yeah, it's like Meta Knight's ship.
Yeah.
But I don't, if you wanted a specific say name, I was like, I've only played Kirby's Epic Yarn.
It's
So.
his ship's name is Hellbend, but
Oh,
I wouldn't have known that
yeah.
either. There's a supposedly supposed to be a scene of Taboo stealing it from Meta Knight, but it just got cut from the game, so.
Okay.
But yeah, that was it. Name the th only three characters in the entire game that weren't in Subspace Emissary story mode.
It's gotta be like obscure characters.
Yeah, these three weren't in it because they barely even made the cut for the game. They were so late in development that they didn't add them to the story. I mean, you might, like, at the end when you're, like, recovering trophies, you might be able to find them,
Oh.
but they weren't really a part of the story whatsoever. They're kind of just in it, like, last second. Because I'm
Okay.
pretty sure you can unlock everyone from Subspace, so.
Can't remember if DDD is in it. Wow, he's gotta be.
Yeah.
He's like a boss fight too.
He stole bananas from Donkey Kong and Diddy, and
Yeah.
then they got furious.
And then Rayquaza appeared for no reason.
Yeah. That was goofy.
Yeah. Do you have to unlock like Squirtle, Ivysaur, and Charizard separately? Or is they
Yeah, I
just.
remember that.
Yeah.
Because Pokemon Trainer found Lucas,
Yeah.
but then I think he only had Squirtle. You might have Squirtle and Ivysaur, and then you had to go fight Charizard. I remember that was a boss battle at one point in the game.
Yeah. There's another Pokemon in the game that I'm forgetting. I don't know.
Jigglypuff.
Oh, yeah.
Toon Link.
That makes sense.
And then the literally. A character that was added like 3 weeks before the game came out is Wolf.
Oh, that makes sense too.
So this is like, actually, I'll probably make this the last question because this is like shot in the dark. Like,
Okay.
so Brawl is on the top 10 list of like total Wii games sold all time. What number is it? On the top 10. I'll give you like two guesses on this one.
I'll do number three.
It is not in the top half, I'll give you that
Oh,
hint.
okay. Number eight.
Correct. It is eighth. I thought it'd be in the top five.
I thought it would be.
But both Wii Sports games are top.
Oh, yeah.
Mario Kart's third. Mario Bros is fourth.
Galaxy has to be up there somewhere.
Probably, yeah, probably both of them are up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are the top three fastest Brawl characters?
Sonic.
Sonic. But he's number one.
Yeah.
Don't have to think too hard about third place. Second place really baffled me though.
Kirby? No. People who just like attack quickly.
We talked about in our top 10 about how fast they are.
I mean, Pit's pretty quick, but it's just because he keeps hitting over and over and over. Captain Falcon, but
I guess.
yeah.
Yeah, he's second.
Okay. Just the Falcon punch is really slow, but besides that, it's really quick. Like Falcon kick comes out instantly, and his like regular attacks are like, oh my God. Don't have to Wario.
When I tell you, you're gonna be like, Does that make
Gonna be like,
sense?
I guess Yoshi. No, Meta Knight. Darn.
Pikachu.
That's dumb.
I remember specific, well, helps I just edited that video, but I
Yeah.
was like, I remember in the video, I was like, Pikachu's just a better Sonic. All right, last two. These two are very, very weird questions, but that's why they're
Oh,
last.
God. Okay.
So, this is like, I'll give you the first one first because this last one's just like so goofy. So there were five characters that were almost added to Brawl. Last second. You have to guess them. Four of them are in Ultimate. One is not in the game at all. It was just like a, yeah. So I'll give you like six guesses. There's five of them, so.
Well,
And four of them are in Brawl or Ultimate.
I mean, there's always Roy. So, like, they didn't appear
They
in any games?
weren't in a game before
Oh,
Brawl,
okay.
but they were added either in Wii U or Ultimate.
Little Mac.
No.
Oh. Pooh.
One got added during Ultimate, and three of them got added in Wii U. And then one just was like never added.
Waluigi.
No. It was a good guess, though. I'm still baffled how he's not in the game,
Yeah,
but.
he's an assist trophy. Ah.
Wah.
Yeah. I didn't play Wii U much
I didn't either.
because I don't own a Wii U. I've never owned a Wii U.
You never got the 3DS one?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
This one from Brawl to Ultimate.
Jeez.
Yeah.
For you, such. You're a bit pretty big Smash guy. That's kind of surprising,
I used to
honestly.
be. Then I realized the game wasn't fun. Because usually games are like you play them and then they're fun online. Smash Online is dog. It is awful.
Any Nintendo game online is not fun. Mario
Yeah.
Kart's not even fun online.
So,
And the only people you played with do not play with you anymore.
yeah.
Because you just win. So.
I will say, like, John and Alex, if we weren't at the same level, they were probably better than me. So, don't know if you ever played against them at all, but.
Maybe Brawl at one point. But
So, yeah, it's hard because I never played. The only time I played Wii U was here.
yeah, I had a Wii U, so.
And I only played Ike and Lucario. So.
Just blare off like five ultimate characters.
There's like Corrin.
There is no, it's not a Fire
Oh,
Emblem
okay.
character. I'll give you that hint. Fuck Fire Emblem.
Bayonetta.
No. I'll give you another hint. They're like, besides one, I'd say they're more like like Nintendo strong characters. When you like, on the grand scheme of things, if you think about their franchise, they're like the number one person of it.
There's like, no, there's three links in the game.
It is not any Zelda characters. One's a villain of a game. One is literally the like main character, like his name is the game. One is like the main character of the game. One is like a staple to Nintendo, Wii, and then one's a Pokemon. I'll give you that. That was never added.
God. It's like I don't really know. Arms. Oh. Ar
Arms.
Arms was DLC.
The fuck is arms?
It's the game. It's from the game Arms. It's like one of Nintendo's biggest flops. It was like the whole thing was just boxing, but you have like really long arms and you just.
Is that Min Min?
Yeah.
Oh. Min Min's kind of silly.
Yeah.
None of them were DLC to Ultimate
Oh.
either.
Piranha Plant.
No. That was such a goofy character.
Yeah.
I'll give you like 30 seconds.
I'm just drawing blanks, man. I don't know Nintendo franchises besides like Mario Kart and Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
We got Pac-Man.
Okay.
You got Villager.
Oh,
You got Ridley.
oh.
You got the Mii. And then one character that was never added was Blastoise.
Oh.
Because I think at one point they wanted to make it like you can do whatever combination
Yeah.
for the Pokemon trainer. But yeah. And then last question, not going to give you too much time just because it's so goofy. And I don't even I was doing these at like 1:30 in the morning. So I don't even know how I ended up here. It's like one of those things where you're like going through your phone and then you end up in like a different planet.
Yeah.
So there is a very iconic fan fiction for this game.
Okay.
It's not like a icky fan fiction. I think someone just like wrote a script for like this game for whatever reason. It is the longest fan fiction of all time.
Jesus Christ.
I'll give you multiple choice of how many words are in this thing. We got 3 million, 3.5 million, 4 million, or 4.5 million words.
Just say 4 million.
Correct.
Yeah.
It is 4,061,145 words long, making it the longest fan fiction of all time. And at one point, it was the longest, like, medium of literature in the world.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let me tally this up, see how many you get.
I only think I got like tier one, to be honest.
You got 14. So you. I'll give you two tiers. I think I gave you a pretty hard quiz.
Also didn't play Melee,
Yeah,
so.
that didn't help. If you did play Melee, probably would have got tier two at least. So I'll give you that. I didn't realize you never even played that. I have three gifts in here. I'm gonna put point over it, and you're gonna tell me when to stop each time.
Okay.
Just because I think they're all like equal value, so.
We can just sit here for a little bit. Stop.
Hey, first gift is the Mario Bros. Show
Let's
on
go.
DVD.
Let's go.
watch that?
Yes.
It's awful.
Excuse me. Oh, and you got Sonic Underground. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? I remember all these. Oh, like Legend of Zelda. Yeah. With like Goofy Bowser, where he's like
Yeah, literally,
dark green
it's like
and
King K. Rool and Bowser had a baby.
yeah, and Princess Toadstool.
Right.
Stop.
Not gonna tell you what your other one is, just in case we do something similar.
Okay.
Dr. Mario Amiibo for your shell.
Wow.
Nice.
Perfect.
That was well worth your 14 out of 32 points. I told you it was gonna be hard.
Yeah.
I was on the dark side of the internet last night. All right. Well, that was our trivia for today. good luck thinking for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Last segment of the day. We had our Mario Kart 7 ranking, baby. We were on a roll with our DS and Double Dash rankings, so we thought, why not Yo Mario Kart 7? You'd probably think, oh, we'd probably do Wii next. Wii's gonna be its own video,
Yeah.
because we're doing all 32 tracks for that, even the retros. Maybe sometime in like the months coming, we come back to retro tracks on previous games. I mean, Double Dash doesn't have retros, but
Double, yeah.
maybe the DS and 3DS retros. But and then, as I've said before, around New Year's we'll probably do our deluxe ranking, because all the DLC should be out by then. So, which is gonna be a long ass video,
Yeah.
so buckle up for that one. But yeah, Mario Kart 7 ranking. We just have the 16 new tracks that were added to the game, no retros. We ranked them out of 16, obviously. So yeah.
All right, I can go first on this one.
All right, sounds good.
This is a track we have seen in games after this game, which is like technically two, well, three. And I've continued to hate it in every single one since. It is Neo Bowser City. I just hate that track. It is
Known,
not fun.
well-known Neo Bowser City hater over here.
Yeah.
I've known that for a while.
It's just not good. It's like, if it wasn't raining, it'd be fun. I'm sure if you could. It really like depends if you have a small character and like really good turning. Besides that, if you don't have that or smart steering, you're kind of screwed. You just run off the edge. And I don't like the end being like this glider like crapshoot. So,
Some real fuckery at the end there.
yep.
My 16th place. Might get heat for this. This is another game where I genuinely don't know how people feel about these tracks. I've never watched a ranking on Mario Kart 7 tracks. All I know. Also, I have a hot take before I even say anything. These tracks, Mario Kart 7 tracks, are solid, but the remakes have not done them any favors. Because when I think of these tracks on like 8 Deluxe, like maybe spoiler for our ranking later, they're pretty low in my like head.
Okay.
Besides maybe like one or two, they're pretty low in my head. I don't think they've done them any favors. So that's my hot take for that. My number 16, like I said, might get hate, might not. I have a Rock Mountain. I think this track is fucking stupid. It is so stupid, and it just frustrates me. It's like, and I know we're not comparing it to 8. Like, this is probably something I should have said. We are just going based on Mario Kart 7. None of the remakes, like, should go anywhere near this list, but, like, I'll just say this real quick. Mario Kart 8 did not help this track at all. Sucks on tour. It's annoying. But just like the whole glider section's like That's OD. Like, you're gliding for like probably half the track. The mountain's dumb. You're probably gonna get smoked by a rock like every other lap. It just, and it like has the same problem with like Neo Bowser, where it has a weird glider section at the end. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't do much for me. It's never done much for me. And I remember like seeing it come back, and I was like,
My 15 is that's purely because like I don't really remember this track. Like I watched someone play it while I was ranking it because I was like, what is this track? It's Wario Shipyard. I really don't remember it, but it was a big underwater track, and besides like Dolphin Shoals, which is 8. I'm not a huge fan of underwater tracks. Just, I don't know. Just the physics kind of bug me out, and they're okay. So,
Probably
yeah.
should mention if you've never played Mario Kart 7, it's the first game where they introduced gliders and underwater mechanics, and you could
And,
change up your kart
yeah.
combination, like wheels and body and glider.
They also like hit us with the weirdest character
Oh
roster,
yeah.
like Honey Queen, Wiggler, Metal Mario. Like,
Yeah, like okay.
yeah, but Wiggler's coming back.
Yeah, I'm excited to play Wiggler on Wiggler, baby.
Yeah.
All right, my number 15. This is pretty similar to yours. Did not remember this in the game.
Yeah.
I have Rosalina's Ice World. I like could not remember this shit in the slightest. I saw it on the tier list and I was like, the hell is this track?
Yeah.
And I, like Caleb said, I watched all of these tracks on like 2x speed while I was doing this, just to get a refresher. I haven't played on a 3DS in a very long time, so yeah, I was just like, I don't remember this track. It's like it just looks like a cracked out Sherbert Land, and like the only redeeming parts that didn't make it 16 for me was like it like. The background's cool. It looks like you're in Galaxy because there's like planets coming around, which makes sense to Rosalina's Ice World, but it's not memorable. It's not a good ice track. It's like the only ice track in the game too,
Yeah.
which is super weird, but maybe I'm just used to like, I don't know, whatever. Anyways, yeah, Rosalina's Ice World is 15 for me.
14. I also didn't really remember this track, and it's I think the whole track's underwater. I'll probably get hate for this too, but Cheap Cheap Lagoon. It's like I know you can trick off a bunch of shells and everything. I don't remember it. And,
Clear water hater over here.
yeah.
Water track hater.
Yeah. I'll just drink the track. Big water drinking guy. Not a big water track fan. But there's really not much to say about this track, to be honest. It's just, yeah.
My number 14 is DK Jungle. I despise this track. It's so long. It's like such a drag to play. Like the only like semi cool part is like the ending. It's like there's like these like tiki people like yelling at you. It
Yeah.
doesn't do much for me besides that. Also, slight like obviously not about Mario Kart 7, but 8. We like this is in 8. All of our friends played through all the 8 tracks at the time, and I'm pretty sure John picked this track like 3 times in a row by accident.
I know which one like specifically it was.
I do too, but I remember this track was played twice because we were supposed to just play through every race one by one, not
Yeah.
restart the race. There's another track on this list that got played like 3 times in a row.
I
But
know.
yeah, anyways, DK Jungle. I was also like, I was also doing trivia while I was watching these just because I wanted to like make do with my time. And I like looked up multiple times being like, how the fuck is this track not over yet? It's so long. I think it's the longest track in the game.
Maybe.
Like besides maybe like one other course I'm thinking of, but it's like holy shit. But yeah, that's my 13 or 14, sorry.
My 13, and I think this is a fan favorite, so oopsies, I hate it. It's Piranha Plant. Piranha Plant Slide. There's a lot of underwater spots in it. It
Wow.
is like
Shocker.
half the track. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't really do it for me. It's got a big plant in it, and the glider spot's dumb. You just shoot up, and like 5% of the time, you don't make it. You
Yeah.
get hit by the water that's coming out, and then you hit the edge and you just fall.
Yeah.
Coolest part about it is like the Goomba that's made out of wood that you can break to get the shortcut. Besides that, it's like a water park, but it's okay.
13. I might get a lot of hate for this. I have Bowser's Castle. It really doesn't do much for me in this game. The underwater part's really dumb in my opinion, because it's like lava shooting out of it, and it's like, okay. The coolest part is like that barrel on like the halfway point of the track that you have to either go on top or go in between.
Yeah.
The glider part's cool. But other than that, it's not really that much of a memorable Bowser Castle for me. I'm a
Yeah.
big Bowser Castle guy, so when Bowser Castle doesn't do it for me, it really doesn't like do much for me on the list. So, yeah.
Number 12, I've got Rosalina's Ice World. It's like your common like ice track. Yeah, it's like if you downscaled, yeah, Sherbet Land or like DK Summit, you just kind of like, they're like, we need a Rosalina track. What should we do? And they're like, yeah, let's do this instead of like, let's race around a planet.
Yeah,
You
I
can.
mean, at that point, it might be just too close to Rainbow Road, though. Because the Rainbow Road in this game is practically that.
Yeah.
So.
Be funny if there's like a track that it you race around a Luna. It's just a big star. But yeah, Rosalina's Ice World doesn't really do it for me. And slippery tracks.
Yeah,
Meh.
ice tracks are pretty
Meh.
low on my list.
Yeah.
Number 12, I have Piranha Plant Slide. It just sucks. Like there's nothing really that good about it. The like slide down is cool. Like the underwater part's pretty mediocre to me. The
Yeah.
glider part's pretty mediocre to me. I used to have mega trouble like making it from the glider spot as a kid. I would bump like the bottom part of it.
Yeah.
And like the end is just such a fuckery if you like don't get the shortcut properly. Like if you hit a fence instead of like the Goomba, like
Yeah.
you're fucked. And yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't do much for me. So yeah.
Oh God, hold on. Okay. At 11, because I don't remember it that much. It looked kind of fun. It was like a whole shopping market. I got Shy Guy Bazaar. I really don't remember it. I watched it and I was like, I played this in tour, but yeah, I don't have much to say about it, to be honest. Like, I like the idea of it. Just don't have any memories with it.
My number 11's Wario Shipyard. I think I see what they're doing. They're just making like a dark version of Daisy Cruiser where Wario's ship fucking crashed.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's a cool concept. It just didn't do much for me. It's very forgettable too. I m remembered most of it from like Tour, which is goofy,
Yeah.
but yeah, I don't know. Like when I think of playing Seven, I remember playing this track and being like, Oh, I kind of hate playing this track. I don't know. It's like kind of hard too, from what I remember. So,
It's underwater.
yeah, that's a you problem. You water hater.
Dolphin Shoals does it right though. It's like 3/4 underwater and I still have fun.
Yeah, 'cause the music's good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Number 10, and this will get a lot of hate, but I'm just kind of sick of this chorus. And you think me being a musician would like it? I do like the chorus. I like the idea of it, but Music Park gets on my nerves.
I also have Music Park
At
at
10?
10.
Oh yeah. It's
So,
like
yeah.
I'm like I don't get mad if it's picked, but if I play it more than once in a night, now I'm mad.
Yeah.
It's like it's a cool idea. I think it was just executed very annoyingly. Just the hoppy eighth notes, quarter notes at the end make me so pissed. Like I'm just trying to glide, man. These idiots are bouncing. Like, and
Yeah.
then I couldn't figure out that like last tambourine shortcut at the end for a while. Now I can finally do it, but
Yeah.
it's like I don't
S
know.
such a sharp turn into the
Yeah.
tambourine.
Yeah. It's just
This is this the track you were thinking of?
yes, this is
Yeah.
the one that John clicked like 2 or 3 times in a
Yeah.
row.
It was so bad.
Yeah, it was like I remember when he did it too. He was like he picked it twice. He's like, I did not mean to do that. And then he picked it a third time. He was like, fuck, like yeah,
It was so bad.
it's ugh. It's like it's a cool idea. I just wish the layout was different.
Sorry, I was had to fix something that did. It's you again, because I also have Music
Oh yeah.
Park.
Nine, I've got Bowser's Castle. It's like it's cool. It looks cool. I just it's very dark, but it's like the castle's kinda meh. Like
There isn't much castle to
yeah.
begin with. It's like a
Yeah.
flooded castle. You'd think you wouldn't like that. It's underwater a lot. I'm
Is. It is. But yeah,
gonna
that.
put it lower on my list now.
Yeah. It's actually 14. No. Really, the only thing, and it's like not great for me to say this, but the reason I remembered it was because of CTGP. And I rewatched it on someone playing it in 7 and it looked pretty similar, but the only reason it's at 9 is because it looks cool, but yeah,
Forgettable to
I
me.
think probably one of the worst Bowser castles.
Yeah, like you said, I remembered it from playing custom tracks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My number 9 might get hate for this. I have Rainbow Road. The only reason it's not lower is because it's like the shortest one, like probably ever, honestly. It's a one lap track with like three
Yeah.
different sections, which I can appreciate. They tried something different, and for the most part, I think it worked. There's actually three tracks in this game that are one lap tracks,
Yeah.
but like three sections.
Yeah, because they did call them sections.
Which I found really cool, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I
Meh.
don't know. I can't remember if this is an 8 or not. I feel like it is.
It just got added, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting to the point where like the rest of these I like. So, it was really hard to rank 1 through 8. Maybe not 1, but like 2 through 8 was hard. I knew what my number 1 was gonna be.
I think I know what your number one is.
I don't know why you wouldn't know what my number 1 is. I'm pretty sure I know what your like top 3 is.
Maybe. You might know.
Maybes.
You can have some guesses, not now. My number 8, DK Jungle.
Why? It's so bad. But lower.
I don't hate it. It's because I front run it. And at that point you're just carving through it. You're like, no. You can avoid the water if you want. So I do.
I don't think you could in seven.
I don't remember.
In eight, you definitely can. If you get hit, then you go in the water, which is fine because you drive through it. But, like, I'm pretty sure in seven, you had to go through the water at points. Maybe I'm wrong, though.
Just the part from like after the mushroom to like after, like right before the water part is like, I don't know. I find that part enjoyable. The shortcut's dumb.
So it's called DK Jungle. You're in the jungle for like a third of the track. And then you go into this like banana pyramid thing, and then suddenly tiki people are yelling at you as you're like gliding. Yeah, I don't know. It was almost 16 for me. And then I remember Rock Rock Slide.
Yeah, I don't hate this track. If it's picked, it's like, okay, sure.
Valid. Number eight, I will stand for this track. I will defend it. It can't go any higher than eight for me. It's Neo Bowser City. I know so many people that hate this track. I just don't get why. It's like it's so beautiful. Like the lights are so cool. Like it's like a
It's like Tokyo.
Yeah, I mean, it was Mario Kart Tour before Mario Kart Tour. Ruined City type tracks for me. Like, it was so cool. The rain looks great. Mario Kart 8 looks even better. I think it's less fun to play on Mario Kart 8, though. Just because, like, I don't know. For reasons. Also, another thing I realized about this, some of these tracks are really short. Like, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know. I'll defend Neo Bowser City. I just can't put any higher than eight. I think there's seven tracks that are better than Neo Bowser City. So, yeah. Let us know if you like Neo Bowser City or you hate Neo Bowser City. Up to you, I guess. Ah. Sorry.
Trying to scare me over there.
am.
Number seven, I have Rock Rock Mountain. Purely because the shortcut is awesome. There's so much off-road you
That's
can just
another
cut
reason why I
off.
hate it, because it's
Yeah.
so
It's so
stupid.
goofy.
It's like the shortcut, you just win if you do the shortcut. It's fucked.
I think it's a bad track, but the shortcut does it for me. It's so like you need like a star power, and then if you have a bullet, you're fine. But star and like triple mushrooms, and you're
Literally, the only good part about that track is like the first 3 minute or 3 minutes,
just
3 seconds where you're driving and then you get to the ramp that shoots you. That's it. That's the only good part for me.
There's a lot of parts where you can get just absolutely screwed over, though, because of.
Royally fucked because there's so much glider parts. There's a glider that leads to another glider and then comes a shortcut and then the mountain where the rocks are falling on you.
And by that time, it's over.
Yeah.
But I like it because of the shortcuts. Stupid.
What number are we on? Seven? Seven. I have Cheap Cheap Lagoon. I think this is a water course done right. And like the fact that they are introducing like underwater tracks, I think this is like the perfect underwater track. It's not like just boring, like you're underwater, you're not doing much. You can like trick off of like everything under there. Then there's that cave part with the glider that's pretty sick. If you get to the glider or you just go underwater again. It's a really simple track. It's extremely short too, which is like that's cool. It's not like overwhelming at points. So yeah, that's my number seven.
My number six is Rainbow Road. It's just a really cool idea. And just going through the planets and like even going on the moon, it's like, yeah, I can see like why that would work completely. It's very different from all the other Rainbow Roads until 8 came out with that like weird one. It's
The space station one.
yeah. It's like eh.
Not trying to spoil my feelings on that, but it's not doing it for me.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's a really cool looking track. It's not annoying, it's just fun.
You know what's some horseshit
What?
I just realized like pretty recently? There's one Bowser Castle in 8 Deluxe. That's fucked. There's so many Bowser Castles in history, and they have
Yeah.
one, and it's the original one from the game.
I
They
want.
better add like two for the last DLC tracks. There's
Yeah.
so many good ones. Oh my god.
They leaked Bowser Castle 3, by the way. So. But if it's the tour version, I'm gonna riot.
Pick either the ones from Wii. Those are good.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm only slightly throwing a fit here. What are we on, six?
Yeah.
Did you have more to say about that? I
No.
like my mind
Yeah.
went like I saw it red once I like remembered that
You
shit.
know what I just remembered?
It was fucking horseshit.
Yeah.
Number six, I have Daisy Hills. I think this is a really fun short track. Tap on it just to make sure. Okay. Number six, I have Daisy Hills. Really fun short track. Introduces the glider really well. You like there's a fun part where you can go on the roof of like the buildings. It's like what they would have done with Delfino if
Yeah.
they had gliders at the time, which is really cool to me. I'm a big Delfino Square guy. But yeah, I don't know. It's just fun. I think it could be higher if it was a little bit longer, maybe a little bit harder, but like it's a straight shot up the mountain, get there, glide to the city, go on the
Yeah.
roof, maybe go in the normal spot. It's also, yeah, I don't know. It's a really short track that's really easy to play, especially if you're new to the game. So I think it's the second track you play in the game. So
My number five is Daisy Hills. It's a pleasing track. I feel like I'm a fan of tracks that like everyone can be good at because that makes it like better for competition. So the tracks where the final result is like really close, like you're like jumping out of your seat, like go faster. Like those are the ones where it's like, yes, let's go. So it's like one of those simple tracks, unless you screw someone over at the glider part, but you know, some people can be mean. I do
I was gonna say, you're the mean one, if
that.
anything.
Yeah. I keep it down sometimes. Sometimes. But yeah, it's a fun, pleasing track to drive.
My number five might be shocking. I have Woohoo Loop. I have the daytime Wii Sports Resort track. It's cool. I really like it. It's like you're literally just driving the island of Wii Sports Resort, which is
Yeah.
just like, that's so sick to me. The music's great. Obviously, it's from Resort.
Yeah.
The only reason it's not higher is it's like, it just kind of reminds me of like a Toad's Turnpike type track. It's
Yeah.
like there's random cars coming through, and it's a one lapper. It's like a three section track. Besides that, I think it's really great. But yeah, I don't know. I think it could get boring at times though. Like it's something that like if I were to go back and play right now, I'd go like, "Oh, this is sick." And then if I had to play it like twice or like three times, I'd go like, "Oh, that kind of got boring after a while." That's the only reason why it's not higher to me. So
Yeah, I'm just like making sure I didn't mix up. Yeah, no, four, I've got Woohoo Loop. It's because I mixed them up. They're similar. But yeah. I mean, I really like all the Easter eggs. I never had Resort, so it's like I'd just play it when I was over here, and we'd play it constantly, like between that and Just Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
But no, it was a it's cool. It's like a combination of like a lot of like what's that one from Double Dash? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's like Mushroom City, but it's not. I don't.
Bridge and Mushroom
Mushroom Bridge.
Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like. Yeah. It's just. It's. I don't know, man. It's a fun track. I really like the Easter eggs. I like. I think it should return.
One of them should.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the other one yet,
No.
but we will eventually.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe I just left him off my list. We're on four, right?
Yeah.
Number four for me is Shy Guy Bizarre. I really like Shy Guy Bizarre. It's a really cool aesthetic. It's got like, it's like a Shy Guy city market, but like nighttime, which is just like, what the hell? That's cool.
Yeah.
The shortcut was really fun as a kid doing. I remember that pretty well. Glider section's chill. It's nothing too hard. There's some like fun turns in there. There's a lot of different like terrain. Like there's a desert-y type part to it, which is like slippery, which gets annoying, but it's fun. I don't know. I've always enjoyed that. I've liked it since I was a kid. So yeah. You wanna kiss me or something? Well, I'm not trying to figure out your top three, but I'm trying to figure out what's fourth.
What? I'm on number three.
Oh yeah, you are in three. Well, I know you're three then. We had the same top three.
We do have the same
Yeah.
top three.
Let's see what order you got it in.
Yeah, no one saw this coming. My number three, Mario Circuit.
Wow. What the hell?
What?
Oh wow.
What?
Wow. Surprised that wasn't one.
We
You're a big slut for Mario Circuit. I know what your number one is now, though.
made a big joke last night. Like, can't wait for Mario Circuit to be your number one. But
So why is it three?
I just don't think it beats the other two. On this top two, it's really good. It's a circuit track. All circuit tracks are good.
No, they're not all good.
You'll never catch me hating on a circuit track.
You can catch me hating on a circuit track. Mario Circuit was dead last for me in DS. You haven't seen that. Is that all you have to say about it?
Yeah.
Number three, I have Toad Circuit. I think Toad Circuit's really good. Made its return in eight. Remember how good it was in seven? It's very good. It's very simple. It's just one of those tracks where you're like, when it pops up, you're like, I like that track. I always like this track. Toad Circuit's really good. Really simple. The glider part's kind of goofy, but like it introduces how to use a glider. You just go over like the top highway
Yeah.
section, which is like, that's fine. Like, you don't have to do much else. I remember as a kid, I would try and land on the highway, and then you just like phase out and come back to the track. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good track. I don't have much else to say. Nothing really to complain about, so drooling. Oh, you're closing a notebook out here. See number two.
Number two, I've got Toad Circuit. It's very reminiscent of like Luigi Circuit from Wii. It's like, yeah, it's so simple, it's so easy.
I think Luigi Circuit's better though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Toad, a lot of people hated on Toad Circuit when it came out.
Really?
Yeah, on 8 Deluxe. People were like,
Oh,
"Are you kidding
what?
me?" Like,
Really?
yeah. At
Why?
least a lot of the videos I watched. It's so simple. It's so easy.
Like, I don't know how you can hate on that though. They've added some whack ass tracks.
Yeah.
That's one of the more like calm ones for me.
But
That's
yeah.
wild to me. But number two, unless you got more to say,
No.
number two, I got Mario Circuit.
Wow.
Mario Circuit in 3DS is so fucking good. It is how you do a Mario Circuit track. Take notes, DS. That shit fucking blew ass. No, it's just you got a mix of everything. You got like it's like the first section's just like really good, really simple. The castle part's cool. The glider part's fun. There's a like a weird like raceway pipe at the end. It's just really good. I made that joke of you saying it was number one, knowing damn well that track is gonna be high for me because it's one of the few Mario
Yeah.
Circuit tracks that I really goddamn like. It's just so good.
It's like, I think the only thing I don't like, and it's because I kind of hate it in every single track, are like really tight loops, like the staircase parts.
That's valid. The journey to the castle is really sick. The mushrooms are really easy
Yeah.
to use instead of like being aids.
Big fan of easy mushrooms.
Yeah, mushroom peaks. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, number one.
If this isn't your number one and you've played this game, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It's.
It's fucking Mako Wuhu.
Yeah.
It's the only right answer.
Yeah.
It's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's just like it fucking shits on Woohoo Loop.
Yeah.
Like it's Wii Sports Resort at night, like the sun setting, like
Going through a mountain.
going through the
Yeah.
goddamn island mountain for Wii Sports Resort. The music's great.
Yeah.
This should be the one that comes back, if any of
I think it
them.
should.
Like it's so clean. Like it's so memorable too. Caleb didn't own Wii Sports Resort, but I did. He'd always play with me when he was over, but
Yeah.
Wii Sports Resort's so iconic to me just because I've been playing it for so long. It's still a good game today. It had to be that one. Like,
Yeah.
no choice. It had to be number one. When I said earlier 1 through 8 was hard, that's why I switched it to 2 through 8 was hard,
Yeah,
because I
one is
locked in
easy.
one like from the start. So I just had to make sure I was talking about the right resort track
That's
before I
why I
locked
like
it.
double checked. I was like,
Yeah, because Woohoo Loop's cool. It's not nearly as good as Maku Woohoo. So,
Yeah.
yeah. That's our Mario Kart 7 ranking. Let us know how you feel about it in the comments below. Let us know what your favorite is and why it's Maku Woohoo. But, yeah. Hopefully, next episode we'll have a guest.
Yeah.
Tony said he was down. We just got to figure out what to talk about with him. So.
Sounds good.
But yeah, thank you guys for watching this video. Leave a like, comment, subscribe, do everything. We appreciate the support on the videos, and we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.